Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty.
I bet you guys are saying to yourselves, Marty, you said you were going to do interview shows, and it's been a while. Well, you're absolutely right. I do have an interview show coming up. In fact, next week will be an interview with Fast Freddy Patterson, which would have happened this week, except I've been sick all week. And so I wasn't able to do it. In fact, I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to do this show. But luckily, germs don't travel over the radio or the internet, so you guys are all good. And I'm coming out the other end of it stronger than ever. But I do have another show full of music for you. Sorry, not sorry. And it started off with the Soul Agents. The Soul Agents are from Southampton, England, but they are very influenced by soul and R&B. They were a bit of a beat band, and in fact, they were the backing band for Rod Stewart when he was doing his solo stuff in 1964-65, around that era. The track I played is called Gospel Train, Hammond-driven instrumental that is so mod and so R&B. And the flip side is so good that I'm going to play it later on in the show.
Oh,
We started off there with Larry Williams and Johnny Guitar Watson taking a stab at psychedelic soul, doing a couple of numbers on this 45 with The Kaleidoscope, who were a psych band from LA. They're much more dominant on the other side of this record, a track called Nobody, where they use zitar, but they can definitely be heard in this as well. The track's called Find Yourself Someone to Love, and it came out on the OK label in 1967. After that, The Checkmates Limited. I played one of their tracks last week. This one is the flip side. It's called Glad For You, and it came out on the Capitol label in 1966.
Why do you pull away, girl? What are you trying to say, girl? You know you want the love I'm offering. Thank you.
Mamie Galore, a track that jumps on the bandwagon of the very popular spy genre of the 1960s, Special Agent 34, 24, 38, which are, as you can imagine, her dimensions. That came out in 1965 on the St. Lawrence label. Before that, Edwin Starr, the flip side of Way Over There, track called If My Heart Could Tell the Story on the Gordy label, so that's a wicked double-sider. And I started off with a track that I had never heard before. I just came across it by the Metros, who did a couple of really powerful Northern Soul numbers. This one's called Let's Groove on RCA Victor. It came out in 1967, and it's not an expensive record at all, but it is definitely classic Metros.
Uptight world, who will freedom on a Honda?
Center of the country and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn. We'll be right back.
So I started off that set with a very cool promo 45 that the Guess Who cut here in Winnipeg in 1968. It was a promo for Honda, obviously, as it says it throughout the record. It's called Two-Wheeled Freedom, and it was written by Randy Bachman. It ticks off all the boxes of the cool sounds that we love here on Target, including Hammond organ and female backup vocals, which for the Guess Who is very unusual, especially at this time in their career. Having Burton Cummings singing along with female backup vocals sounds great, and it's not just the band singing. The only thing that could make this better if it was about Vespa or Lambretta, but hey, I'll take what I can get. It was released exclusively to Honda to distribute to anybody who was doing their promotions, and it says on the label that it was pressed by RCA Victor Recording Services. Followed that with the flip side of the Soul Agents record that I played earlier called Don't Break It Up, which is definitely a beat number from 1965, also on the Pi label, of course, and finished that set off with the Mersey Beats, having at this point ironically moved away from the Mersey Beat sound and more towards the beat sound. The track's called I Stand Accused, and it came out on the Fontana label.
Yeah. the chain gang. I'm breaking rocks and serving my time. I'm breaking rocks out here on the chain gang, 'cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Ooh, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working and working, but I still got long to go. I commit the crime, Lord. Say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. I hold her steady right there while I hear it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working and working, but I still got a long way to go. Ooh. I wanna see my sweet honey, baby. Wanna break this chain off and run now. Go somewhere where it's shaded. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Ooh, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working and working, but I still got a long way to go. Breaking up big rocks on the chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Ooh, I reckon that ought to get it. I've been searching, I've been working, but I still got a long way to go.
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
Crackin' Blue Eyed Soul, that was Trade Martin Work Song from 1966. That came out on RCA Victor. Before that, the fantastic Johnny C, Hitch It to the Horse. I just came across the Canadian pressing of this, so I thought I'd play it for you. That came out on the Filet of Soul label, which is usually yellow, and in this version it's white, which might make one mistake it for a promo, but it's not a promo. This is the Canadian pressing. Started the set off with the Vibrations from 1966, their outstanding version of Gonna Get Along Without You Now, which came out on the OK label. We'll be right back.
is the funky, funky walk. They're doing that thing called a Broadway freeze. Whoop it, baby. I want everybody to keep on dancing now. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
That was Buddy Ace from 1967, Hold On to This Old Fool, which came out on the Duke label. Before that, Alvin Cash, this time without the Crawlers or the Registers. He's playing along with the Scott Brothers Orchestra on Toddlin' Town. The track's called Keep On Dancing, came out in 1968, and I broke the seal. I finally did it. I played the Dynatones, Fife Piper, off the top there. I've had that in my collection for eons. I've just never found the right moment to play it on the show. And what I've discovered is there is no right moment. Just do it. That came out in 1966 on the Hanna-Barbera label.
Listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
I'm
That was Winnipeg band The Lovin' Kind, track called That Jungle Sun. Pretty amazing drums in that one. That came out in 1967 on the Columbia label. Before that, Pepper and the Shakers, a one-release wonder from Westland, Michigan. The flip side of this was a regional hit for them. It was called Semi-Psychedelic It Is. It was released on the Coral label in 1967. The track that I played for you is called I'll Always Love You, the flip side, which I prefer. Preceded that with the Playboys, which seemed to be a very popular name for bands in the 60s, whether it was because of the magazine or just because of young single guys putting together bands. I'm not sure, but this is not the Australian Playboys. It's not Gary Lewis in the Playboys. This is a band from the Netherlands. They only put out two 45s, no LPs, and this one is an absolute corker. It's called Snoopy. It seems to only have been pressed in the Netherlands on the Decca label. I cannot find any indication that it was released anywhere else. I'm gonna play one track now. It's the flip side of A Little Bit Hurt by Julian Covey and The Machine, a track called Sweet Bacon. And then stick around because I've got a little bit of a treat at the end, but I'll tell you more about that after this. Okay, this one's goofy. You can't deny it, it's sort of silly, but it's cool at the same time because this track is performed by Honor Blackman and Patrick McNee, who were the original Avengers. Honor Blackman was the very first sidekick to Patrick McNee's John Steed on the 1960s Twin Peaks X-Files-esque TV series, The Avengers. Honor Blackman was replaced by Diana Rigg, Who was probably the best known sidekick, Emma Peel, but Honor Blackman put out an album in the 60s, and this was one of the tracks that she did, and it featured Patrick McNee. It's called Kinky Boots, and later on it was put out on a 45. It didn't originally come out on 45, but it was recorded in 1966, and I found it on a Durham imprint, which was probably released in the late 70s, early 80s. So enjoy this, and make sure you tune in next week for my interview with Fast Freddie Patterson.
This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.
Everybody's going for those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the Brutes.
Borrowed from the Brutes. Kinky boots, fashion magazines say wear 'em.
And you rush to obey like the women in a harem.
Full length, half length,
fully fashioned calf length.
Brown boots, black boots,
patent leather jack boots.
Low boots, high boots,
lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots. Kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots. Footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots. Advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girls, street girls,
frumpy little beat girls,
square girls, cool girls,
sexy little school girls,
maiden aunties,
naive debutantes.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots,
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the center, little tender foot. With kinky, slinky, leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots.